Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to try Havoc Machine from Surly Brewing Company. This is a West Coast style India Pale Ale, 7.5% ABV. From the words on here, clean, hoppy, devastating. This was canned on 3/26, so about 3 months old. Not sure the cost. I did pick this up at Megabev. Show IBUs. No IBUs are listed. Let's go ahead and get it open, get it into a glass, and see what we think. Whoa. I would say it's overcarbed. Let's stop there. I got my napkin to wipe it up. Well, I guess we know it's carved or it's going to be flat now. And it's been sitting there. I did another beer review before this. So it's just been chilling out on the side. So I don't know why it would do that. Off-white kind of has a yellow tint to it. Maybe translucent a little bit coming up from the actual color of the beer itself. Small medium bubbles from that pour. A finger and a half of head now. Bubbles are spread apart like bubble wrap. I think we can fit the rest in here. There we go. For the color, yeah, definitely yellow, kind of hazy, light haze. It's a little bit more yellower, golden yellow than what you guys are seeing on there. I can make out the light box, but that's about it. Looks fine. 7.5%. I was going to see if they were calling this a double IPA. Nope, American IPA. Usually 7.5 and above, I go with double IPA on. Let's go ahead and smell. It smells a little malty. That light malty syrup. Definitely some pine in there, maybe some citrus. To be 100% honest with you, I know this is a West Coast, but this seems like it's 8 to 10 months old. That's the smell I'm getting from that sweet malt. Usually in these IPAs, after like 6 months, 7 months, that malt starts taking over. That's what this smells like. But there is a lot of pine. I would almost say 60, 70 IBUs just from what I'm smelling. I mean, they're probably using a lot of malt to get up to that 7.5% ABV. I shouldn't say a lot, but they're using more malt than normal to get up to that 7.5% ABV. And that pine is coming through. It's not really bitterness, but a lot of dank pine is coming through. Let's go ahead and taste. I don't know. I'm trying to think of Havoc in this beer. I would say there is a lot of bitterness in there, malty sweetness, that syrup, medium malt syrup is what you're getting from this. But that pine, that bitterness does come through. So I'm guessing the Havoc is just that AB or the IBUs trying to wreak havoc on your palate is all I can think. Very smooth. It's got, I do like the citrus in it. I think that sweetness from the malt mixes well with that citrus, and then the bitterness really kicks in. Even in the aftertaste, that bitterness really hangs around a lot. So if you're into West Coast IPAs, I think you'll like this one. But other than that, it drinks more like a heavier, bigger double IPA than it does an IPA. Like, I don't know. I mean, it is a West Coast IPA, but I think that malt sweetness is way too much for this beer. Obviously, that's just my opinion. Like, that bitterness is still hanging around. It's very smooth, though. On this one, I'd have to go with a 3.25 out of 5. I think that sweet, malty syrupness is just too much. There is pine bitterness in the aftertaste with a little bit of citrus. Yeah, West Coast IPA, yes, but I wouldn't say it's a no-brainer to make something like this, but nothing stands out. Now, again, like I was saying, for the Havoc part, if they're going with the IBUs, like wrecking your palate, something like that, causing havoc on your palate, I think it does an okay job of that because it does hang around. And if you're not into that bitter beer, probably stay away from this one. It's drinkable. I wouldn't want to drink this. Yeah, it almost seems like that sweet malty syrup mixes with a little bit of citrus in the beginning. Then that sweetness, malty sweetness, just takes over. Then you get a whole bunch of bitterness in the back end. So 3.25 out of 5 for me. Let's go ahead and check Untappd. One of my friends has checked it in, 3.25 out of 5. Almost 2,000 people have checked this in, 3.75. So I am a little bit lower. So if we look at the description, bitter and clean West Coast style IPA, citrus heavy, hint of Cascade and Chinook Amarillo hops. Let's see if, yeah, they didn't say anything. Let's switch to all and just see if anybody says something about the syrup. Piney. Not really. But yeah, if you're into West Coast style IPAs more than I am, this could be one. I would probably pick one up and see how you like it before picking up a 4-pack, 6-pack. I'm guessing this comes in. But yeah, to leave all that malty sweetness in there, I would rather have a higher ABV beer and get rid of some of that sweetness.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.